Lawmakers' attempt at reducing the state's ballooning retirement costs was viewed as landmark when it passed in 2013. Also major, a ruling this May from Illinois Supreme Court that the law with its reduced benefits was unconstitutional. Seemingly the final word. But in July, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed a request with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking for extra time to consider whether she'd appeal to it. Madigan described that as routine.
It is typical that we do that in courts, obviously in addition to the U.S. Supreme Court, so there's really nothing exciting.
The request was granted, but Madigan's office says after an analysis, it has decided it will not ask the nation's high court to review the pension case. Illinois' unfunded liability looms at more than $100 billion. Legislators haven't spent much time devising new solutions for reducing it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.